We live in a city and belong to a faith that both celebrate heroes. Of course, as Catholics, our heroes are called saints. And today, for reflection on the feast of Bishop John Fisher and Sir Thomas More, let us reflect on heroes and saints. In our city, there are many statues of heroes, as well as friezes and plaques, monuments, and streets and circles are named after some of them. Many of the heroes depicted in our city are Revolutionary or Civil War figures, or they are civic actors, mostly men, many of them memorialized for actions on the battlefield or for public actions. However, some of these heroes have problematic characters. Not every hero is a saint. We can't think of Washington or Jefferson without remembering that they held people in slavery, despite fighting for freedom. Washington on the battlefield and Jefferson with words. When we remember them, when we look upon their monuments, we should also remember the people whom they held captive, despite their actions and words of freedom. Freedom for one really should mean freedom for all, because if we value freedom, we should want it for others. Indeed, for all people. Growing up in D.C., I didn't have Revolutionary War heroes, but from reading about the Civil War, there were three men that seemed to me then as admirable. One was the cavalry general John Buford, who recognized the lay of the land at Gettysburg and helped hold off the Confederates long enough for General Reynolds' troops to arrive. Another one was Colonel Joshua Chamberlain, who held the line the next day at Gettysburg, on Little Round Top, and probably saved our Union that day with his heroic leadership. A third was Robert Gould Shaw, whose story and letters I read as a youth. Buford and Chamberlain were depicted in the movie Gettysburg, and Robert Gould Shaw in the movie Glory. But as a youth, and even more so in the years since, my heroes were often saints, and some still to be recognized, all models of holiness and faithfulness to the gospel. In our city, much less in our country, I do not know of any monuments or parishes named after Bishop John Fisher, but certainly some are named after St. Thomas More, including a parish in Southeast D.C. And many of us will have read books about him or seen plays or movies featuring him. A short walk away from our parish at Dahlgren Chapel, you will see a stained glass window of Blessed Thomas More. He was canonized 400 years after his death, and therefore a few decades after the windows were dedicated at the Dahlgren Chapel of the Sacred Heart. Every saint who is canonized is considered by the Church as a person worthy of veneration, and that their actions, words, and attitudes point us towards Christ, towards a better relationship with each other in faith. Because as Christians, we must be in communion with each other, despite our differences, and saints should not polarize us or cause us to be divided. They should be people around whom we can rally, much like heroes are for a nation or for a cause. Several years ago, at the St. John Paul II Shrine in Northeast D.C., across the road from the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, there was an exhibit based on the life of St. Thomas More. In it were various artifacts from the time when he was alive, including a hat that he had left behind when he was visiting friends in the Netherlands in the late 15th century, and which more than 150 years later was given to the Jesuits at Stonyhurst College. As we know, saints are not perfect. The further we dig into the life of a saint, the possibility exists that we might find something in their history which causes us to wonder if we would make the same choices they did, whether we would be as bold or as sure as they acted, whether we would write or speak as they did. Also, sometimes portrayals of saints can be problematic, whether glossing over their complexity to make them seem to be more saintly than they would have considered themselves to be, or, alternatively, focusing on their failures to try to discredit their faith in God or the good that people see in them. Certainly, with St. Thomas More, that has been the case. And around the time that I went to see that exhibit with his relics and the artifacts from his time, the PBS TV show Wolf Hall, which was written by a writer who was, shall we say, less than sympathetic to Catholics, was on TV. As I wandered that exhibit hall, I pondered that negative portrayal of St. Thomas More, and I found myself praying to him, asking him what I should make of it. Should I be angry at the writer? Should I not watch the TV show? Should I be angry at PBS, which had been such a formative part of my life from my childhood on? In time, I felt an insight, which I think was due to St. Thomas More's intercession for me. The portrayals of St. Thomas More, whether good or bad, whether accurate or not, are portrayals of someone seen through the times and experiences, prejudices and preferences of the people who have written about or depicted him. I became at peace with how St. Thomas More was depicted. I think that was due to his intercession. He probably did things that we would not do today. He was not perfect, but he has led people to Christ, and I felt closer to him in wandering that exhibit. In the years since I walked among the relics of St. Thomas More, I have felt closer to being a more peaceful person, and perhaps understood better those English martyrs who followed him, those people of faith who held on to their faith when their civic government refused to let them practice their faith the way that they felt they should. I don't know that I had any greater insights into the life of St. Thomas More for his decisions, his writings, his words and service to King Henry VIII, and why he chose to say what he did and didn't choose to act in other ways. But I felt a greater insight not to worry about how he has been portrayed or how people consider him, whether good or bad. He doesn't need my defense. And if he is a model to me, it is as an example of one trying to model integrity, trying to stay true to his faith, and how he came to believe God wanted him to act, to speak, to direct his life. It's still a relationship that I'm developing with the saint. Perhaps the one thing that martyrs have in common is a great love for God and for their neighbor, even if shown in different ways. St. Thomas More was a man of privilege and wealth. He probably enjoyed his status, but in the end, he knew that it mattered nothing if he was not God's servant first. And so it should be with us. It does not mean we cannot engage in civic life, but it means that we should put forward God's wishes for us and for our neighbors before any wishes of a political party, a nationality, an ethnicity, or any historical ties. There was something about Thomas More that made him attractive to those who consecrated Dahlgren Chapel because they included him in a stained glass window before he was canonized, along with then Venerable Joan of Arc and Cardinal Newman. This past Sunday, I was at the Juneteenth Mass with portrayals of six African-American holy men and women, Father Augustus Tolton, Mother Mary Elizabeth Lang, Sister Thea Bowman, Henriette DeLille, Julia Greeley, and Pierre Toussaint. Maybe they will have stained glass windows dedicated to them someday and be listed as saints in the Mass of the day, as Thomas More and John Fisher are today for us. Certainly, all six of these holy men and women have served as examples of faithfulness and holiness, and I have seen witness in our diocese and heard from others that their actions, words, and attitudes point them and us towards Christ, towards a better relationship with each other in faith. Perhaps you may feel inspired to learn more about their lives, about the lives of other holy men and women, those on the way to canonization, those being considered for canonization, and those who may eventually be seen as greater examples for us. We will always be surprised by whom God leads us to through the saints. We will find ourselves learning more about men and women who are examples to us and to others. May we walk forward in faith with them.